Hey everyone, what's going on? It is season 3, episode 4 of the Habitcast for Habitat for Humanity of Pinellas and West Pasco Counties. I'm Chris Terrell. I'm usually the producer behind the scenes of the Habitcast, letting Mike and Morgan make all the magic. But, you know, affordable home ownership, right? Affordable housing never sleeps. They're in a lot of meetings right now. So I am kind of pinch hitting here as we have this special episode coming out right in time for Mother's Day. And we have so much to be thankful for with all the great moms out there. So first and foremost, from our Habitat family to all yours out there, happy Mother's Day. You know, we have 16 moms who work at our Habitat affiliate staff, and they work in construction, they work at a restore, they work in our administrative offices. So it's so wonderful to have all of them out there. And currently, we have 99 moms in the program, working hard every single day, some of them working two jobs, working late, coming in to take those 32 home buyer education classes, most of them having to put in at least 350 sweat equity hours, going out, you know, volunteering at the restore on our construction sites, building their own home. How many of us can say that they get to do that? So, you know, just to all the moms in our program, just keep going. We're so proud of you, and we cannot wait for you to earn those keys that we hand over to you on those special home dedication days. But we have a really special Mother's Day episode here. We'll be talking with Katie Kremitzos. She is the founder and CEO of the Women's Meditation Network. We can't wait to kind of dive into everything with her 14 podcasts across her network. They're all free. And the great thing is they're all designed to kind of help everyone deal with stress, anxiety. She's got some specifically for moms out there and just things that they can do. So we'll kind of dive into the different stress and anxiety, and we'll hopefully be able to push something out that, you know, that not only we can talk about on this Habitcast, but also we can talk about moving forward. So it's really great to welcome in Katie Kremitzos. Katie, it is great to have you with us. And first off, on behalf of my CEO, Mike Sutton, he wanted to wish you a happy Mother's Day, as well as Morgan Brichetti, my supervisor, our chief external relations, because, you know, you're a proud mama too. So we just wanted to say all that to you there. So, but first off, just kind of, where did all this kind of start up for you with meditation and podcasting? Because I think of podcasting, I think of, like, you know, for me, sports or, you know, politics. And it's like, where does kind of maybe meditation fall into that for folks?
Yeah. Well, I have been a podcaster since 2014. Back then I had started like a business and women show. And did that for about 4 years. And so I was very familiar with the podcasting arena. By that point, as a meditator, as a practitioner of meditation, I had obviously now discovered meditations on podcasts. I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. I think once you discover the world of meditation, you're like, oh my gosh, there's so much here. And so, you know, then in 2018, I got pregnant with my second daughter. And just immediately there was like this shift that happened that was like, I don't want that business, but I don't know what I want to do. And so in this sort of time that I took in that to just kind of sit in that, you know, that unknowing, I really ended up kind of giving birth to this idea of the Women's Meditation Network, and did some research. And because I was a meditation listener on podcasts, I was like, I think, let me see what's out there. And not much was. And so I was like, I have something that I can contribute to this space. So let's go. So in 2018 is when I started the first podcast, Meditation for Women. And I knew enough as both a podcast listener, a meditation listener, and also then as a podcaster, I knew that there was a market. I knew that there were women out there who were ready to actually listen, like press play on a guided meditation.
Yeah. And I would have to think, since, you know, we talk about the years, I mean, the pandemic probably opened up so many opportunities, but like, people were at home, people were frustrated. They had to see their families a lot more.
Yeah.
You know, so, but it's true, right? Like, they couldn't go anywhere, you know, even just to go out to the backyard, I'm sure was like a treat for a lot of us. So I'm sure that kind of really helped, maybe because you now have over 100 million downloads. So I'm sure that really was part of it, correct?
It was a huge moment, most definitely. The one show was growing up until that point. And right about March 2020, it was about a year and a half old, a little over than a year and a half old. And most definitely, March of 2020, we hit 100,000 downloads for that month, which was an insane number for me at that time. So I was just like, oh my gosh, people are craving this content. Like they're craving more of it. And they're all feeling what I'm feeling. I'm feeling terrified. I'm feeling unstable. I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm feeling frustrated and like, I can't breathe. You know, just like, I can't sleep, like all this stuff. So like, if I can write and voice and guide people through an experience that I'm having that I know is pretty universal, I know that they're going to continue to be able to grasp onto these and really benefit from them. So yeah, so I started creating more, and that moment was exactly actually when I knew like I need to create more shows. Our very second show that came out just a few months after the pandemic started was Sleep Meditation for Women. And it took off right away because of the obvious, like so many of us. I mean, insomnia is a big issue outside of a pandemic.
Yeah.
But definitely within the pandemic, there were so many people who were just like, we were so anxious that we just couldn't sleep and we weren't sleeping well. And so I felt like I wanted to contribute as a solution. Like I didn't want to give more to the fear. I wanted to be able to say, no, here's something that can help.
That kind of plays into my next question, because in society, even though we hear it, right? Oh, it's okay to speak up and it's okay to say you're not okay. I still feel like, especially in our country, there is some struggle there. You know, we'll hear an A-list actor or celebrity of some sort say, oh, you know, my mental health I've been struggling with, or maybe there was an NHL All-Star a couple of years ago that really won over social media because he said, I've been dealing with stuff. But I feel like for the everyday person, right, the moms out there, the you know, everyone, it feels like, yes, we can say it, but it's another thing to go and practice it then. If you understand. Yeah.
You know, mental health to me is much like our physical health, in that if we're not consistently working out, if we're not consistently moving, and it doesn't even need to look like a, you know, like traditional workouts, but if we're not consistently moving, our body atrophies, our body, our physical body deteriorates, it loses strength. And so if we're not consistently doing things to strengthen and support our mental health, the same thing happens. Things can get really ugly up here in the brain, right? Like those thoughts can get really dark, really yucky. And so if we're not doing things on the regular to make sure that we're sort of cleansing all that out and breathing all that out, and it doesn't have to be hard. I think that's one of the biggest things that I'm here to advocate, is that, yes, am I providing guided meditations that are super easy that you could just press play on? I make it easy. You don't need to think about a thing. Just press play, close your eyes and listen, right? Absolutely. And I want to make sure that you hear that it doesn't even need to be, the benefits of meditation don't even need to be that formal, meaning they could be these little mini moments of mindfulness. You know, it could be just taking 5 extra breaths when you're feeling really frustrated and worked up. It could be just walking outside, getting in the sun, lifting your face to the sun for 3 seconds when you're just really stressed. I remember, you know, back in the days when I worked in corporate America, I hated sitting inside an office. Like that is just not me. Even nowadays, I love working outside. And so I remember, but you know, that wasn't going to change. And so I could either be mad about that, or I could get up and get outside every chance I got and get in nature, be like, see water, see grass, see whatever animals are around, see the sky, see the clouds. Like those are all little mini moments of mindfulness to make sure that we're feeding and exercising, you know, the strength and the support that goes to our mental health, the feeling gratitude, you know, being able to just be in the present moment and getting yourself outside of all the anxiety and worries and thoughts and to-do lists and all that sort of stuff. So it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be that structured or organized. You know, as a matter of fact, my meditation practice is incredibly unstructured these days. You know, I don't meditate at this time every day for 15 minutes or an hour. Like it is literally, when do I feel like I need an extra breath and just to kind of sit and calm down before I do X, Y, or Z. And that's my meditation practice right now.
Well, the whole thing about gratitude, right? There's like maybe the mom out there working so hard. I know you have a podcast for moms, but maybe there's that moment within the day where they're like, you know what, Katie, I don't have time. I got to get up. I got to cook. I got to take a shower. I got to do all this stuff, get the kids ready. What do you say to them? Like, where can we find those moments?
Yeah. I think all you need to do is start becoming aware of those moments. So for example, you get the kids off to school. Let's pretend you drop them off. Like you're driving to drop them off. On your way home from dropping them off, instead of being on your phone or, you know, trying to do whatever on your phone or even listening to music, like put it all down and just take a few conscious breaths while you're driving. That's totally safe to do. Maybe even just notice the trees as you're passing. Maybe just, you know, even talk. Some really random things that I do is I will talk to myself as I'm driving home. Sometimes I actually like will open my phone memo and just sort of like talk to myself and kind of give myself like big, you know, big attaboys for the day, or talk through some emotion or yuckiness that I'm feeling that I just kind of want to get out. And then, you know, when you get home, let's pretend you don't drop off your kids, but like when you get home and you've walked your kids to school and you're home, sit down on your couch before you rush into your day of getting ready for your day and just, you know, take a couple deep breaths.
We have a lot of moms in our program. I know you were a past Habitat volunteer back in the day, which we love to hear. 99 moms in the program. Where can they go to find everything? Because I know it's free, 14 podcasts, which is awesome. Where can they go and how can they maybe get more involved? And am I wrong to say that you don't have to identify as a woman? You could benefit from this, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, the reason that these are really marketed towards women and I've created a brand around women is because that's my love. That's my passion of who I really want to do work for in this world. But these are universal, you know, minus maybe the meditation for moms. That is a very, very specific woman experience, right? However, these are very universal. Anyone can go listen to a sleep meditation, listen to a mindfulness meditation, listen to a meditation about not feeling like you're enough or being frustrated or what have you. But for any moms out there who are listening, any person out there who's listening, you can get these all for free on any podcast player that you currently listen to. That's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Cast, Podbean. I mean, any of the podcast players, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts. Or you can go to womensmeditationnetwork.com if you don't really know the podcasting arena, and you can always listen on the website there.
Perfect. Well, over 100 million downloads and just, I think, a great thing for all of our Habitat moms and all moms in general. So on this Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day to you, Katie, and take care. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that's going to do it for us on this special Habitcast edition on Mother's Day. Thank you to all the hardworking moms out there. And a special thanks to our radio partners at Sunshine Radio 96.7 FM, as well as Radio St. Pete. And of course, The Catalyst for always pushing out our content. And you can always check out all the latest Habitcast episodes at habitatpwp.org. We also have our library of past podcasts there. We'll see you next time here on the Habitcast.